So because of the coronavirus, more people are working remotely. In fact, even students are being asked to work remotely in a sense with e-learning days. Kevin Eikenberry is an expert on working remotely. He's written several books on management and even management by remote. Kevin Eikenberry owns the Eikenberry Group in Indianapolis, and Kevin joins us now. Kevin, people are being asked to do something that may be new to them, and that is not come into work, get the supplies they need, and work from home. But you've actually been training people to do this for a long time. What is different about working remotely besides the obvious not being in the office?
Well, the first thing, people get excited about not having to commute, but after that wears off, Chris, then they've got to get down to the serious work of doing their work, right? The first thing is we got to make sure before you go that you have all the technology needs taken care of. Make sure that you have friends with the IT people so you can take care of getting it logged in and all of those sorts of things. But after that, we just have to get far more intentional about almost everything. How are we going to communicate with our teammates? When are we going to communicate with our teammates? How are we going to talk with our boss, communicate with our boss? And we probably need to start, Chris, by figuring out with our boss about what do they expect from us now so that we can be successful.
You mentioned people getting over the novelty of not commuting. I think for some people this could be a problem if they've never done it before. They may have an idea that they're going to walk around the house in their house shoes and robe all day. But actually getting work done requires some discipline.
Yeah, you're going to need some discipline to do that, and I guess I don't care what you choose to wear. You want to wear your robe all day, that's fine, but you do have to create some routine, right, so that you can get your work done. And most people worry about, okay, disciplining myself enough to do that, but it goes both ways, because now the time that you were spending commuting, you could be spending working, and so we have to get good at not only working when we're working, but stopping as well, right? Because the work's going to still be there. And if you see the laptop, you might want to keep working. You need to find a rhythm, find a routine of when you need to be working, and then stopping for the rest of your life.
Interesting that you say that, because some people do tend to be workaholics. And if they could, they'd stay at the office all night. So I guess it tends to be the same thing when they are working from home.
Yeah, when you don't have to leave the office, the temptation, if you will, right, or the draw or the guilt of the list when you see the laptop sitting there can be a strong draw. So I think it's important for you to find the right balance. And so while you do have to establish the routines to be successful while you're working, you also try to need to find the balance.
Well, some people in an emergency situation like they may be going through now don't really have an office. They don't really have the space at home. How do you train your family to support you if you're having to work remotely?
That's the perfect question. And I know that you have that situation at home with your spouse. So the perfect answer to that is you've got to have a conversation with the family. Have some clear expectations. Hey, mom's working when this is happening. And maybe you can't be in a separate room, but you have some sort of clue that says, when I'm working, I'm really not available, right? Unless there's literally smoke, right? So we just need to set clear expectations with everybody. And if you can't have an actual office, make sure you have a space, maybe where you turn yourself away from the rest of the room so you can get a little more focused, but also some clue to everybody else about when you're working and really not available.
Well, if people want more information, where do they need to go? How can they find this info?
Yeah, they can go to either remoteleadershipinstitute.com or to Kevin Eikenberry, EIKENBERRY.com. Either one will get you lots of resources to help you as an individual as well as a leader dealing, Chris, with these challenges.
Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think maybe I should have?
It was a pretty good start. I think the biggest thing last thing I would say for people is just because now you're working through communication media as opposed to walking down the hall to see people. So you're going to have to be more intentional about how you communicate with folks, and don't just rely on email, because email alone probably won't meet all of your communication needs.
What a fantastic point. And that is something that I have found to be so true when I end up having to work from home or remotely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.